Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
There is nothing more insufferable than an Aggie team on a win streak.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
Clint, what is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sturdy's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Boy, you low down dirty bastard. I tell you what, man, to hit me right there this week, of all weeks this week.
I had to get at least one shot in.
You go to my backyard, and outscore us, let us dangle that old carrot and let us think we got a chance, and then just rip our heart out, man. And you decide to, on Dirty's Daily, one segment, you decide to hit me with that. You ain't worth a damn, man. You ain't worth a damn. And I'm going to tell you, for those that believe it's insufferable, we are dead in the middle of it, because them boys are, 7-0?
7-0, first time since 95.
7-0 on a run that they are getting better and better and better. Now, you could argue the defense was rough this week, but look, Taylen Green's going to keep a bunch of defenses honest. Oof. They're not going to face another quarterback that can do what he can do with his legs. I mean, making something out of nothing. Now, you're going to face some quarterbacks that when the play's dialed up and there's a touchdown on the line, they're going to throw the damn ball, not see the rush, and take off running backwards like he did a couple times. But You ain't going to see an athlete like that. That sucker right there will keep you in any game.
He was making me cuss.
Yeah. I mean, they can score in a hurry. That combination of him and Bobby Petrino is nasty. Too bad we just forgot how to play any level of defense in Arkansas. So we'll get that figured out. If you hadn't heard, A&M beat the hell out of Arkansas in Fayetteville this weekend after a two-hour rain delay.
They didn't beat the hell out of them.
Well, it was – I mean, it was tough sledding late. I mean, it was – anyway. My focus is on more on these damn Texans and Seattle Seahawks game tonight. And speaking of focus, Ron, you asked me a couple weeks ago. You said, hey, are you still concerned about the O-line? I said, well, I mean, not that I'm not concerned, but my focus has moved from the offensive line to C.J. Stroud's weapons. Is there enough beyond Nico Collins to take any level of pressure off of the play caller, the quarterback, and Nico Collins, the run game? Are those guys going to get any help whatsoever? And so there's been about a 2 or 3 week span here where it's going, hey, man, CJ's weapons. Can CJ's weapons do it? Now, they had a lot of success the previous two games, right? I would imagine they got good and healthy for the most part over the bye week. Somehow, the Texans have lost arguably their biggest addition this offseason, again to a hamstring after having 2 weeks off for a bye week. We don't have Christian Kirk for this game. And I'm going to tell you, Ron, it's absolutely killer. As I said.
Really?
Absolutely. As I said, my biggest concern as they step up a weight class from their previous two opponents, as you step up in that weight class, teams are going to have the ability to suffocate your wide receivers, your targets, your pass catchers, not just wide receivers, any of them. And who on this Texans team is going to be the player that goes out and proves that they can create the separation, make themselves available to the quarterback, run after catch, do something to take the pressure off of Nico Collins when they tilt the coverage that way, make them pay on the other side. If they want to sit back, if they want to load up to stop the run, you get in man-to-man situations, and obviously maybe they give Nico the best corner, maybe they give Nico a little extra help over there, a little extra look over there. Who opposite him is going to be able to beat man-to-man protection right now and make them pay for it? And I'll be honest with you, I've not felt good about it in general. That's been a focus of mine in general. But if I had to bet on somebody accomplishing that, it would have been Christian Kirk. And we, shortly after we get off the air on Friday, I see a report, an injury report that comes out, and Christian Kirk is out. This is absolutely killer. He's the one player that could have been the difference in this game, and beyond Nico, obviously, and he's a no-go. Ron, this is a problem.
Yeah, and I know someone said Clint is drastically overvalues that ex-Jaguar wide receiver. They'll be sitting his bum ass on the sideline and watching Noel take his position. It's over, Clint.
Look, I hope you're right. I would love nothing more than to see Jalen Noel get out there and take Christian Kirk's spot and make him a non-factor. I would love it.
My concern with that, though, is, yes, I've been disappointed in Christian Kirk. And really the disappointment, I think there was an injury that obviously slowed him up, and it's the hamstring again, which it was earlier, that caused him to miss a couple of games. But you know, I thought the impact would be bigger than it has been thus far. But this is a huge, huge game. And this is a game in which you have a veteran that's played in big playoff games, that's played in big games over the years, and this situation is not foreign to him at all. And now you're going to be put in a situation where you have to depend on young guys. And you just don't really know how these guys are going to react. I believe Jalen Noel is probably going to react well, but I'm not sure. We'll see about Higgins as well. But it's not great on a Saturday that, you know, one of your veteran guys that you specifically brought in to take some pressure off of Nico Collins so teams don't get to just dictate coverage and not have to worry about anything else. So I do think losing that veteran presence is a big deal.
Well, I think by nature, I believe that Nick Caley wants to leave Nico Collins stationary. I don't think he wants to move him. I think they want this offense to be one where they can line up and they can have a play called, and as long as they get the quarterback protected, there's somewhere to go with the football. The problem is the defense has the ability to funnel you to a lesser player. The defense has the ability to take your superstar, explosive, playmaking wide receiver away from you when you have that approach, right? That could end up being the Achilles heel for this. Is that the right? Was it the right phrase? Yeah. For this offense is, oh, y'all want to take Nico away from us by playing this coverage? Well, then we'll just throw the ball to Xavier Hutchinson the whole game. We'll throw the ball to Higgins the whole game. We'll throw the ball to Dalton Schultz underneath the whole game. Well, you know, we'll see if we can't get who's next in line. We'll see if we can't get who am I missing? Jalen Noel, Higgins,
Braxton Berrios.
Speaking of, boys, do we see Berrios tonight? Do we see Berrios tonight?
Yeah, that's a bit strange. Well, that injury took him just completely out of the rotation of being on the roster when the games get hurt.
Am I crazy? I mean, Siri, tell me if I'm crazy. One, I don't know where the hell he's been. I thought you signed the guy to help you. Now I understand Jalen Noel has been your predominant returner, and he's doing fine. There's no reason to upseat him. But you got a receiver problem, right? I mean, and we're talking about guys that are full go. Now I'm assuming he's full go. We're talking about guys that are full go. We're talking about guys that can be in creative ways that can create opportunities for C.J. Stroud in the pass game. I mean, that's got Braxton Berrios written all over it. I mean, this is a game where the noise is going to be a problem. You're on the road. I mean, this is a game where if you've got a little gadget wide receiver that's got some twitch and some explosiveness, and he's got the experience of playing in the NFL for an extended period of time, and you know he's not going to be overwhelmed by that, you can line him up anywhere. He should know the offense like the back of his hand. This is a game where Braxton Berrios simply makes sense. If Braxton Berrios can't get on the field with this set of receivers, no Christian Kirk.
Unless Noel just, shown them enough.
I mean, that's cute.
That's the only thing.
But, he ain't even, like, I mean, they practiced once in the bye week. I mean, he's not even been a part of the offense. I mean, everybody got a little touch in the Baltimore game. Hell, I think if I'd have been suited up, I could have got me a catch.
Yeah.
I mean, what's my man Bates? Brendan Bates. Is he still with the team? I saw Bates with another team yesterday on TV. Hey, the tight end.
Maybe. I don't think that's him.
I hope that Jalen Noel is the answer. I hope that is the guy because that's a long-term play, right? If he gets in there and he's the answer and he's the counterpunch to Nico Collins, he's going to play inside with Higgins playing outside and Nico Collins playing outside. I mean, you've got your next three plus four years of slot receiver sewed up and return specialist. It just seems to me like right now he's going to be more of a return specialist than a guy that's going to help you in the slot or help you anywhere opposite Nico Collins. I'll be honest with you, I'm not real comfortable going to Seattle versus this defense and going Braxton Berrios, hey, Christian Kirk, your hammy's bad, you're out. Hey, Braxton Berrios, no, we're all good, man. It's all good. Jalen, no, we're going to step you in at the slot position. Like that doesn't, to me in my head, that doesn't seem like it's a great formula to take care of your quarterback and take care of your offensive line.
Yeah. We'll see again. And
I mean, but when you've watched the season, hell, you watched the highlights, you watched the film. Are you sitting there going, yeah, man, Jalen Noel's going to be the dude that can help you in this game?
He can, but they haven't put him in situations where they're showing like they feel like he can.
Right.
Right. Like Christian Kirk has missed multiple games and it didn't seem like Jalen Noel was the one that was getting right. uptick in his spot when he was gone.
Right. We're catching.
He just looks like the natural fit to replace. With everything
he's eventually a natural fit. But I mean, you're talking about a young player that's already got return duties. Again, that's playing on the road in a loud environment versus a defense that's really good. That's going to show you multiple looks. It has the ability to disguise that. Like, it just seems to me like this is not the time to roll the dice. You know what I mean? That's all. Like, it may work. It may be great. It may be beautiful. And I guess at some point in time, you got to trust a young fella. But it doesn't seem like to me that this is the time that you roll the dice. It doesn't seem like Christian Kirk's out. Okay, well, let's shift gears and go with Jalen Noel, who's seen very little action this year, which his entire, he's a rookie, so it's his entire career. The whole time you got Braxton Berrios sitting over here, who, yes, is obviously a lesser player. He's not as explosive, but when he brings some really savvy things to the table, and he's on record in our postgame show of saying, hey, I'll see the game of football through a quarterback lens, right? I mean, that's exactly what you want and need, especially if you've got a defensive front that's going to bring some pressure.
I think what will tell us a lot of how they plan to use is who returns kicks and punts tonight. Because if Berrios is in the game, then maybe they are looking like, all right, Noel is going to be full go, a part of the offense.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's it, and obviously if he's not active, then we already know.
Well, I wonder, like, who are the receivers going to be? You got Higgins and Noel.
Higgins and Nico, Noel, Nico
and Hutch.
And Hutch. Hutch and Nico.
But they got to go with more than four, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean guys that are actually going to play. Yeah.
It's got to be Berrios. It's got to be.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who else was all out there on action against Baltimore? I can't remember who else they had. Again, everybody grabbed the ball. Hell, Kirk had a big game. Everybody was a part of this. No, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I didn't have depending on Berrios at the wide receiver spot week seven on my bingo card, Chief.
Well, I'm going to tell you, most people just don't believe he's even going to fit in this thing. Like, most people don't think he's going to get much burn. That's what someone texted. Judging by the way the season has started.
Yeah, I think it's probably a safe bet to say that he's probably not going to get much burn. He can't even get on the field at this point.
But the only thing is, he was injured at the same time as Kurt before.
Right.
And that's maybe. I would assume he's active tonight. Yeah. Oh, man, Woody Marks in that slot, baby. Woody Marks in that slot. All right, coming up as we continue, it is game day, and again, we are rolling till 6 o'clock, so we have the coaches show for you. We, the Drive, are leading right into Seth and Sean as they will do the pregame show. But coming up next, we're looking at the Texans. They got a big one tonight, obviously, but hell, man, is the division over? Is this in week seven? Maybe it's early, or are we to the point where the Texans and their thoughts of winning the AFC South, which most people picked, is that over? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Text line coming in, Ron. You lost your mind. It's over. Come on, bro. That's why I'm saying, is this AFC South thing over? That's the real wrench that's being thrown in this thing here is, I said before the season, I think all three of us, well, I know Tyler did, and I'm certain Clint did. I think all three of us thought the Texans would win this division. I didn't think it would be as easy as at least last year. I know last year it never felt really tight, right, even though they had just won 10 games. But I thought they would win, even though their schedule was more difficult, but I thought they were a better football team than the others. This Indianapolis Colts thing doesn't seem to be slowing down. This seems to be real, and now I think a lot of people are looking after what they did to a Chargers team. The Chargers were 4-2 leading the AFC West. They started off 3-0, the real darlings kind of the league. Justin Herbert looked like he had turned a corner. People had him in the MVP race, and people respected the Chargers and their defense as a good defense. they put up 38 easy. I mean, easy. They win 38-24. Clint, they looked the same way against the Chargers as they looked against all those other terrible teams that they whose ass they kicked. And then they kicked the Chargers' ass in L.A. yesterday. And I got to be honest, Clint, as I look at this Chargers team, you start to look at everything. I don't know, man. I feel like the AFC South, the division thing may be over. It looks like to me maybe the Texans are looking at a wild card situation.
There is no reason. There's nothing that the Colts have shown us that tells us they're going to slow down. There's nothing that the Texans have shown us that tells me all of a sudden they're gonna catch them. I'm just hoping for a product that we can put some hope in getting to the playoffs. Look, every conversation that I have personally moving forward about the Texans, my mindset is of wild card context. Like, I mean, it's about those teams. It's watching the rankings. It's watching the standings and going, okay, what are we looking like in that wild card hunt in the three teams that are going to get in? Who is it? What's their record? What's the rest of their division looking like? And you know, that's where I'm going. I mean, you look at it right now. You got the Chiefs and the Broncos in that particular division. And I know the Chiefs are coming, and nobody's doubting the Chiefs. Broncos are 5-2. I mean, so somebody, one of those two teams, you're going to have to deal with in a wild card situation.
Chiefs in third place behind them and the Chargers.
Right. Well, that ain't, I don't think that's going to last. My point is, I think you definitely going to be messing with one of them teams. You know what I mean? You got one in your own division that you could be missing.
And now here come the Patriots.
Yeah, the Patriots, yes.
And the Patriots and the Bills, I don't think – maybe people didn't think two were coming out of the East.
Yeah.
It looks like two may come out of the East.
So, yeah, I think the ship is all but sailed on the division, man. I know, I get it, it's early, they're 6-1. I think the Indianapolis Colts schedule, as you mentioned, the schedule does – isn't all of a sudden get significantly more difficult down the stretch for the Colts. It's a third place schedule, y'all. It's what happens, right?
Now they have some tough ones. They got the Texans twice. They go to Kansas City, but you're right. They
got the Jets, and they got some. I'm looking at it right here. They got the Cardinals. Oh, they already played. They got the Titans. They got the Falcons. They got the Steelers, Jags. You know, I mean, look,
even when you say that, all of those games are winnable games, right? Like, the way they have played thus far, all of those games, and then you could throw the two games with the Texans, too, in there, all of those are winnable games. Like, there isn't, oh, they've got the Bucs, they've got the Eagles, they've got...
Yeah, no, look, it's not, I was actually looking at the Bengals' damn schedule when I was talking about the schedule the other day with the Jets and all. The Bengals do not have... Their schedule is not going to.
Yeah, they've got a third place.
They got a third place schedule too. But looking at the Colts schedule, it's not as forgiving as the Bengals schedule. But it's not all of a sudden going to be like, oh boy, this is murderer's row down the stretch here. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think the division is all. But I think that ship has sailed. I think we got to worry about that wild card at this point.
Cornbread said we'll have to see about tonight to say it's over before he's able to say it's over.
I think that's fair.
If Jonathan Taylor goes down, it changes things. Yeah, I mean,
that's fair too.
His injury. Hell, if Daniel Jones goes down, it changes things, right? Yeah. The injury part of it, but I don't know, man. Yesterday, I'll be honest, yesterday with the Colts, I was like, all right, let's see. I know they played them. I mean, they could very easily be 7-0.
I'm going to be honest with you, digging right here. I was looking at the wrong schedule. This schedule does get significantly more difficult.
Yeah, it's tougher. It's tougher than the start of Dolphins, Titans, Raiders, Cardinals.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, like...
I mean, you got Seahawks, 49ers down there. Like you said, you got the Texans a couple times. You got the Chiefs in there. I mean, the schedule does get significantly more difficult.
But I would say, though, like the Steelers and the Falcons and the Jags, the Texans, even the Seahawks and Niners. Like, those are teams that are all in the same kind of area. I don't know... if they are teams where you look at and you're like, hold on, man, I don't know, boy, if the Colts, like, those feel like Charger-like teams. And they just beat the hell out of the Chargers.
Yeah. Well, I think
their confidence has to be through the roof.
I think the Colts get to 10 rather easily.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not a mouthful. They're 6-1 already. All I got to do is get 4 more, so it's not really a mouthful. But yeah. When you watch them, the product that is the Colts is
– And they got the Titans next week, right? Yeah. So they're going to be 7-1.
They're going to get to 7-1 pretty quick. Yeah, look, I just think the product that is the Colts, if you watch it, I mean, they're running the ball really as well as anybody in the league. And when you watch their pass game one, Daniel, if it were anybody not named Daniel Jones, that guy would be getting a lot more love than he's getting. I mean, it's just people still holding Daniel Jones to Daniel Jones. But, they're able to hit you at all levels of the field. Their screen game is absolutely tremendous. So I like the Colts. I don't think anybody's catching him.
Yeah, yeah. The Chargers hadn't given up 30 all year, and they'd given up 38 yesterday to that. And it's easy, man. If you watch them, it is easy. It seems like they get whatever they want every time. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm ready to say, hey, man, the Colts going to represent the AFC. I take it a little bit more serious than I did a couple of weeks ago. I'm not going to still say that I trust them over, you know, the Bills or the Chiefs. But when it comes to the division, Clint, it is like that is something that feels like where the Texans are and where they are. The Texans right now at 2 wins and them at 6-1. Yeah. That with the Titans coming, you could go ahead and multiple mark that 7-1. That seems like that one's hard to jump over. Yes, their schedule gets a little bit more tougher, but the Texans' schedule is their first place schedule is just going to be tougher. Their schedule gets they still have Denver, they still have 49ers, they still have the Chiefs, they still have the Bills. They've got some tough ones there. So that is the wrench. I did not foresee the Colts, and I'll be honest, Tyler. We got to give Clint some credit on this. I know I said I feel like the Jags are the team that may be the one that the Texans really had to deal with. Clint was really on the Colts, and you were a little higher on Daniel Jones than maybe others, maybe not as high as Seth.
Yeah.
No, but you were a little higher on Daniel Jones than maybe others were. I don't know if you saw 6-1 having the best record in the NFL. But you were on the Colts being the team that the Texans would have to deal
look,
with.
Look, I thought the Colts would be the biggest competition in the division. I really like Shane Steichen, if I'm being honest with you. And I'm not a Daniel Jones hater. Like I can understand how that dysfunction in New York would just hamstring somebody. So I did not have 6-1. Potentially 7-1. I did not have elite, you know, most explosive offense in football, or in the AFC at least. No, I didn't have all that. No, so I mean, I appreciate the love, but I didn't quite have this.
Good Lord, man, Daniel Jones, my God. All right, Clint says.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He believes this game tonight for the Texans is a must-win game. It's week 7. Must-win game. Do you agree? We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back to The Drive. And remember, hey, The Drive, we got a 4-hour show today, baby. We are usually out at 5 o'clock for the coach's show. But the late Monday night football game, we got it, baby. We will run you right up until the pregame show. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast will take over after we get done here at 6 o'clock. Quick handoff, so stay tuned with things for us as we continue to get you ready for a huge, huge game. Be thinking about this. Clint believes it's a must-win game. Is this a must-win game for the Texans? We'll get to that here in just a bit. But I know some of you, a guy we know, Armin Williams, this is really going to get to him. And some of you Red Raider fans, but Texas Tech, they've banned the tortilla tossing now.
Oh, boy.
They have banned that.
I didn't know that it was up for debate.
Yeah, actually, the Kansas game 2 weeks
your
ago.
Your coach screamed loud enough to get him in trouble, didn't he?
I didn't. Well, they got 2 15-yard penalties in the game. I think. Well, no, they got one, and then they got another warning, and were about to get another one. They just kept doing it after that, like just throughout any kickoffs. Right. They just kept throwing them on the field.
Didn't somebody try to say they got hit with a pocket knife, and then they caught the guy planting it on the sideline?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the KU coach tried to say he got hit with a pocket knife.
He's a trustworthy guy, so it probably
and then went back and reviewed the camera and saw one of somebody planting one on the sideline.
Yeah,
like somebody just walked by and threw it on the sideline and then acted like it hit him. I don't know. It's something weird. I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, they were throwing
video evidence.
They were throwing a lot of them. Throwing them towards the bench, throwing them on the field. But is that a new tradition? I'm sorry. I think it's an odd one. But is that?
I feel like
they've been doing it. Did they do that during the Graham Harrell Crabtree years?
I don't remember.
Were they throwing that when? Because A&M used to play Tech also before they bounced. Is that something that they've been doing?
I don't remember that ever being a thing.
I definitely remember it being in the last like several years. Every time they have games, they toss them before games.
It began, it says, in the late 80s, early 90s over in Lubbock.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, in the SWAC. In the the Southwest Conference. Maybe a little different than the SWAC, but yeah.
Same initials. I guess you can get same letters out of it.
But wow, okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
That is a hell of a deal because you can get one of the things to soar now. I mean, you can get them things to roll.
They were rolling. They were short.
I mean, shoot, you can get them joints.
And they were all good with it prior, like on the first kickoff, and it was kind of a cool thing. And then it just got away from them a couple of Saturdays ago.
Apparently, this got started because during a game in 1992, an ESPN commentator said there wasn't much in Lubbock besides football and a tortilla factory, so they started bringing tortillas.
That is a great story. I think
good.
They should. They should refuse to do away with it.
That was one I thought I felt like the Tech tortilla throwing, tossing, and the Mississippi State cowboy thing. I felt like those were like invented in the last 15 years.
You know the cowbell?
Yeah, the cowboy. That felt new too. Like the iotas of the fraternities. Like it was fresh and new. But late 80s, early 90s. All right. Well, they just lost that. Damn. And Tech did it themselves. They officially banned it.
It was just probably got old. It's just, I mean, it's changing the guard.
Changing. I mean, I don't.
Do you, Tyler, did you realize this weekend? Not, I mean, I know we got something we need to get to, but did you realize this weekend, Tyler, that the two teams that Danny Cannell said he likes the most to be locked for the playoffs both lost?
Who did he have?
I didn't realize.
Miami and Texas Tech. He said, I'm pretty sure.
Their schedules would say it.
I think that was his point, was that they were both through kind of the more difficult part of their schedule. And he said, the two teams that I most believe in will be in the college football playoffs right now is Miami and Texas Tech. And as they're both getting beat, I'm like, damn, Danny.
I didn't put that together, but that's hilarious.
I could be wrong, but I think
he's still going to be okay, especially with Tech. I think they're going to win the Big 12.
You think?
Yeah. Well, BYU is coming along. They're playing. But I think they're going to win the Big 12. And then, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see with Miami. I still think Miami's the best team in the ACC. We'll see. I don't know the hell. Florida State, they went ahead and lost again, by the way.
They're cooked.
Those are rough ones.
SMU's going to be back up there before you know it.
Yeah. SMU just beat the hell out of Clemson. Clemson's done, too. Yeah. They're talking about my old Mike. They're going to relook at his standing at the end of the season. I mean, if I'm Mike, man, just fire me, man.
I mean, it's the buyout.
I mean, was he got to run the table?
I mean, the buyout's so big. I don't know if they can afford it.
How did they beat that Alabama team like that? That is insane. Yeah. Well, hey, they ain't 7-0 like your Aggies, though, right? There you go, right?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, what you got to say to that?
Suckers.
Huh? Right? Know what I got to say? I got to say football talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. God, I heard Jim Nance read the same exact read yesterday. It pisses me off every time I have to read it. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. You can text in 713-572-4610. Do you agree with Clint? Clint believes this game tonight is a must-win game. Do you agree? And Clint, if you're talking about the playoffs, I know it's week 7, and I know they can go on a run. But, man, if they lose this game, Clint, to get to 10 wins, which you feel like that's what you got to get in the playoffs, they'd have to go 8-3 the rest of the way. I'm not saying that's impossible. But if they were to lose tonight, it is hard to get yourself to a way to look at their schedule and say, they're only going to drop 3 more. That's to be why I agree with you on it feels like, especially for the playoffs, this is must win to me.
Yeah, I think that it's less about the division, less about the NFC opponent, and more about just what do you believe the Houston Texans football product is capable of doing. Right now, everybody feels pretty good about it because we've played two terrible opponents. But the truth is, right now, you are 0-3 versus playoff caliber teams, and you are 2-0 against bottom of the barrel teams. Where do you live? Well, you live somewhere in the middle, I'm sure. Where is it? I think Seattle, we're going to find out tonight in Seattle. And if you lose this game, I don't believe you're going to lose this game because the defense gets the doors blown off of them and the offense can't outscore Seattle. I mean, I take that scenario completely out of the deal. If you lose this game tonight, it's going to be because your defense plays a pretty good game and your offense can't score, can't move the ball, is smothered by a good defense. That's how you lose this game, if you lose it tonight, right? And if that is the case, then I believe that the Texans football product at sitting at 2-4 has zero chance of getting to 10 wins.
It's hard. The math just don't – it is hard. They would just have to do something that we would not have witnessed. Now, the flip side is if they do win tonight, you're 3-3, and now you're like, all right, we're 3-3, and we are surging. Oh, right? We've won three in a row, and we you pass the Bengals in the standings, and you're looking like,
pointed up.
All right, man, they got Joe Flacco. All right.
Well, you validated what happened the previous 2 weeks in a major, major way, and now you've got a good football team, not just a good defense with an offense that needs time to install. Right now, tonight, you can validate what's happened the last 2 weeks or not. You can validate what happened the first 3 weeks. Like that's what you're up against tonight. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and try to figure out a way to get to 10 wins just mathematically, knowing that product is not going to get you there. So yeah, it's easy. It's easy for me, boss. Tonight is a must win for the Houston Texans. You cannot move forward. Look, you can, you don't have no choice. You have to. It is tough to move forward for me as a fan with high hope for this team if you go 0-4 against playoff caliber teams and you've got two wins against Tennessee and Baltimore. That is going to be tough to see the light at the end of the tunnel for me.
Yeah, but then as we said, that's why I think it is must win, because as you said there, and then if they win, they're 3-3, and then you look at them and you say, all right, they get Jacksonville at home. I feel like the way they're playing, that's a team they can handle at home. They're better than in my mind right now, I believe with their defense and the things that they potentially could do, they're better than the Bengals. They're more consistent than the Bengals with their quarterback situation and their defense. But I can't, but at 2-4, then it starts to look at math and the teams they have to play. But they're 3-3. You look at it and you're like, they can play with the Chargers. They can play with the Jags. They can play with the Broncos. They can play, you know, they can play with all of those teams. And you feel a lot better about this group and their chances to get to the playoffs as a wild card. So that I completely agree with you. Text line coming in. You two clowns are so negative. Be positive. We flipped both sides there. The must-win game already happened. They had to beat Jacksonville. I don't think a must-win is in week three for me. I'd see the clowns part of so negative is still sticking with you.
Jeez. I mean, what do you want, man? You want us to bring some pom-poms in here because it's been a bye week and you beat two low bottom-level teams? I mean, what do you want, man? I mean, gosh dang. Sensitive.
Listen, again, as we said, if they are able to pull this road win in Seattle, it gives them – they not just does it validate for them. I think that obviously they get a belief. They get a kick.
Absolutely.
Like right now
– yeah.
Like that's another thing we just talked about the last segment, the Colts. Like they don't look like they're going anywhere. Not only are they 6-1, but the confidence that they have to be getting week after week after week and then going and just dominating basically a Chargers team – that, you know, was 4-2 coming into it, their confidence is building. The Texans' confidence will build after beating the brakes off Baltimore and then going into Seattle and beating a playoff-level team right now. Their confidence would jump up big time. But, yes, it is a big deal. You go 2-4, you need to get to 10 wins, you got to go 8-3. You got road games against Indy and the Chiefs. You got a home game against the Bills. You got a home game against the Niners. You got a home game against the Broncos. Like those, you got another home game against the Colts. Like those, that's a lot to try to say. All right, man, we're only going to lose three more the rest of the way.
Huge validation moment tonight. Yeah. Which direction is it? You validating the first three? You validating the last two? That's what's on the line tonight, whether you like it or not.
All right, we got a 5 o'clock hour on a Monday. It is game day. We will get you ready for the game as we lead you into the pregame show. We will update you There is new news from the start of the show about the injury front from the Texans. We will let you know that coming up next.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.